The Woodstock Farm Sanctuary in Ulster County, New York, remains closed to the public after COVID-19 shut its doors in March. Without visitors and their in-person donations, gift shop purchases, and more, the nonprofit's bottom line has taken a hit, but rescues and care continue. I spoke with Executive Director Rachel McChrystal. McChrystal says more than 10,000 visitors a year usually tour the sanctuary, and many come from New York City, as do its volunteers. With the High Falls-based sanctuary closed to the public, McChrystal says she did not hire the usual seasonal tour guides and eliminated a position of events coordinator at the outset. She was able to fund the other positions with money from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program. When the sanctuary is open to the public, there are suggested donations for various age groups and categories.
The average person gives $10 to come as a donation, and then a lot of people do become members when they visit because they fall in love with the animals and they want to come back. And then we also do events on site, too. So we normally have an event in June that has 1,500 people that come, and we do vegan food trucks, and we have visitors that come literally from all around the country for that event, and we couldn't do it. So it's really impacted our revenue. I think the word of the year is pivot, because I feel like every week we're figuring out, okay, how do we digitize, and how do we do this advocacy and this work, and how do we fundraise more effectively? We're doing this thing called Sanctuary Strolls, where basically you can have a goat call into your work meeting, or you can come and like just have a private FaceTime with a goat, which I think is actually bringing a lot of people joy during this lockdown time too. But we're just trying to think about how can we do what we do best, which is tell these stories and connect people to animals if people actually can't come to the sanctuary, and how can we figure out how to keep raising money as well.
Wait, so have people been holding Zoom conferences in tandem with the Woodstock Farm Sanctuary animal? That's hysterical.
Yes, we actually participated with the sanctuary out in California. They were running a program called Goat to Meeting, which is brilliant branding. And collectively, a bunch of sanctuaries, I think we ended up going to 5,000 different corporations early in the shutdown. And you could just, you would have your meeting. Somebody would schedule, a cow to drop in. We'd show up for 10 minutes, talk about the cow, and when we'd drop off. It was actually really, really great.
What kind of hit monetarily have you been taking?
It's really big. I'm guesstimating that we are going to be about $500,000 down in revenue this year. That's not so much donations, because people are still giving and we're trying to figure out creative ways, and we're still rescuing and doing a lot of our work, and our members are really loyal. But that's admissions donations. That's merchandise is down because we do a lot of our sales on site. We have an online store, but a lot of people come to events and buy. Having to close the inn for most of the year was a huge revenue impact. And so, that's $500,000 is a big deal to us.
Usually, I know you know the call is always out for donations and help fund, this animal or this group of animals you just rescued. How is that working in this day when, people may be pretty stretched?
My philosophy has always been, and our team shares this, that we have to keep doing the work and people will step up. And so far that's been happening as regards rescue work. I mean, it's ironic because I feel like in this time of shutdown, the need for sanctuaries and giving farmed animals a place to go and to advocate is greater than ever before. And so we're not pulling back from it. And we're trying to figure out creative ways. Like just yesterday, actually, we did, or 2 days ago, we did a full day where we went live all through the day and we got a match and we were able to raise $30,000 in a day, where we just had a bunch of, hundreds of people give small gifts. Obviously, we never cut animal programming or anything pertaining to the animals, but we've cut programs that are expensive that we don't have to do to try to keep our budget as tight as possible.
Like what,
and,
Rachel?
So like travel. So we're not speaking anywhere. We're not traveling anywhere. We normally do like billboards and advocacy that's like really in your face. Like billboards along 209 usually happen every summer, where we advertise our campaigns. We advertise visiting. We're not doing any of that. We're really kind of cutting it down to the like pure advocacy that we can do online and taking care of the animals and really focusing on the key of our mission, essentially.
You have a lot, many more family members over the past few months. What kind of rescues have been going on, and what change did you notice, if any, in rescuing versus this time last year?
Yeah, it's been a really wild summer. One thing that I hit a bunch of national news very early on was the slaughterhouse shutdowns and basically the pipeline that goes from animal farms to slaughterhouses was being shut down because there were huge outbreaks of COVID-19 happening in the slaughterhouses. And so there was a period where basically that pipeline was closed. And what that meant, it didn't impact really small farms as much because they just purely don't have as many animals. But these really big industrial farms have entire populations that they basically have thousands of pigs, for instance, at a time that are reaching slaughter weight, which is about 4 to 6 months, and that they send them weekly or they send them monthly. But it's like they basically have this giant like line of pigs ready to go. And so the slaughterhouse shuts down, and the farm owner has all these pigs. And so what was happening is that all of these big farms, all these owners were killing the pigs and also the chickens on site. And it became this big national story. And so we and a bunch of other sanctuaries were actually doing the work across the country trying to get some of those animals surrendered to sanctuary. Of course, you and I both know they were going to be dead anyway. The only reason this hit national news is they were being killed on the farms, and the owners were saying how terrible it was for them to have to do the killing versus sending them to slaughterhouses where marginalized people were having to do the killing. But it became a national story. And so we actually helped coordinate some other rescues. A lot of sanctuaries have stepped up and taken some chickens and some pigs. But there was a really amazing coordinated rescue that happened in Iowa 2 months back, where this giant industrial egg farm, because of COVID-19 and supply shortages, was having to shut down, and they wanted to kill like literally hundreds of thousands of chickens. And the farmer let sanctuaries come in and save some of those hens. And so all in all, about 1,500 hens were actually rescued. Animal Place out in California airlifted 1,200 of them in planes back to California, where they were triaged and then placed in adoptive homes. 10 came here, so we put out a petition informing people about mass depopulations and giving them some of the cases we were seeing a couple months ago, and we have 14,000 signers, and we sent it to over 50 large corporate farms, encouraging them that if they're doing depopulations and there's a sanctuary that can save any of the animals, that they should consider surrendering some of those animals to sanctuary.
Rachel McChrystal is executive director of the nearly 400-animal-strong Woodstock Farm Sanctuary in High Falls, New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.